Okay, Chevra, so we're learning Maseches Sota, as you know, and we are on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Last time we learned, we covered this Gemara that didn't really have to do with Duchening very much. The Gemara was about once the Sefer Torah is open, or once you begin to read the Sefer Torah, etc., that you're not allowed to talk. We had two different psukim, and we tried to create a number of nafkaminas between these various psukim. That was like a self-contained topic on its own, and now we are going back to Duchening. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ko koin shalom notal yodav lo yisa es kapav shene emar se'u yedechem kodesh uverchu es Hashem. Right? It's a very short Gemara. Three lines. If a koin does not wash his hands, so the koin is not allowed to duchen, because the pasuk says se'u yedechem kodesh, lift up your hands in kedusha, and then you give the bracha. Apparently, se'u yedechem kodesh refers to the netilas yadayim, and birchu es Hashem in this gemara refers to the bracha of duchening, etc. Now, the question over here that we'll talk about begadol is, what is the nature of this din of Netilas Yadayim? In other words, is this Netilas Yadayim to avoid Tum'ah? Or is this Netilas Yadayim to attain a heightened state of Tahara? There is sometimes some space between Tum'ah and Tahara, no? There's certain things in this world that are neutral. Certain things are tameh, certain things are abjectly tahar, and then there's a certain space in between. So the question that we have to talk about is, what is the nature of this netilas yadayim? Now, we also have to focus on whether the netilas yadayim is connected to avoda. If you remember, way back in our youth, we gave an entire shiur about the various parallels between duchening and the avoda the kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash. Do any of you remember some of those parallels that we had? Or which sugyas did we speak about where netilas yadayim and avoda might be connected? Standing certainly, bekol, again? Right, do you learn from Har Grizim and Har Eval, but to what extent was Kol connected to Avod and the Beis HaMikdash? Not sure. But we had standing was a good one. We had a few other connections between Duchening and Avoda. Frima? Yeah, being drunk is a good one. We also had a discussion that we saw at Tisus that's going to appear later on this page about a Kohen who was Ovid Avodah Zarah. Does that invalidate the Kohen from Duchening? So there are a number of parallels between Avodah and Duchening. Let's open the Rambam, Maimonides. Right, before we do Rashi, Tosfos, anything, Rambam, right? Basic Judaism. So the Rambam tells us in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Hey. What is the Rambam, right? So the Rambam is Meduyach, Tumas Yadayim Ketzad. The Rambam begins this Perek by saying that certain things are Shisha Devarim. Perek Tesvav, Halacha Aleph begins. Shisha Devarim, Mon Im Nesias Kapayim. There are six things that prevent the Nesias Kapayim from taking place. Lashon, Mumin, Aveira, Shonim, Yayin, and Tumas Yadayim. If your hands are Tamei, you can't Duchen. What's this case of Tumas Yadayim? Kohen shon nota yadav lo yises kapav, elon notel yadav b'mayim ad haperek, kederech shemekadshim la'avoda. No? So the Rambam writes that the Kayan is Noto Yodav Ad HaPerek, the same way that that a Kohen who does Avoda has to wash his hands. We saw that the Rambam had the broadest understanding of the parallel between avoda and duchening. The Rambam says that yayin is because of avoda also. And once again, over here, we see that the Rambam connects duchening to avoda, and that you have to wash your hands before duchening, just like kederech shemekadshin la'avoda. That's the pashtus in the Rambam. Temi, you have to unmute yourself, though. Yes. There is some connection about that. Again, netilas yadayim for eating bread, the connection to eating truma seems to show that what we're trying to do is attain a higher level of kedusha, just like ochlei truma had a higher level of kedusha. But there's also a type of netilas yadayim, just like if my hands are dirty, I can't make a bracha with the dirt on my hands. Right, so they both are true. The Rambam over here is saying that there is a din of avoda that is connected to duchening, and therefore you have to wash your hands just like you do by avoda. The adkan divrei HaRambam. Now, Rav Soloveitchik in his Shi'urim asks the following question. He says, women, right? This is the Rav Shir and Stern. Ladies, the Rav begins. He says, if you're really connecting it to Avoda, so then shouldn't the Kohen have to wash his feet also? This would totally change the synagogue experience, no? Now, especially because the Kohen has to remove his shoes before he duchens. So one can, right? That is similar to the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a din of Chatzitza, that the Kohanim had to work in the Beis HaMikdash without shoes, because the Ritzbas HaAzora had Kedusha, and their Kedusha is connected to their feet. So Rav Soloveitchik is bothered by the Kasha. Well, maybe they should have to wash their feet also. It happens that in the Beis Yosef, on this din, the Beis Yosef quotes, a Sefer. I have to remember the name. Beis Yosef quotes a sefer called the Baal HaTomed. I have no idea who that is. The Beis Yosef over here in Kuf Ches Ibzayin quotes that the Baal HaTomed says that Tzorich Lirchotz Raglov. But the Beis Yosef himself says, in our countries, we never saw this. And the Ramos says, we never saw this. But the idea, or the Hava Amina, that you should have to wash your feet, is probably because of the comparison to the avoda. And once it's based on the comparison to avoda, so I'd say, maybe you have to wash your feet also. Ad kan, fine. So that's the Rambam. And now, Mizraklin, Shetichya. Yes, right. The duchening was done in middle of the avoda. This is learned from the pasuk Vayisa Aharon es yadav el ha'am vayivarechem vayyered me'asos hachatos. In order to represent that, what we do is we do duchening by the bracha of Ritzei. I think we discussed this at some length. The bracha of Ritzei is that one bracha in Shmona Esrei that transforms ordinary petitionary prayer to become a form of avoda, right? L'cha'ora, because the Birchas Kohanim is part of the avoda process. Remember, the Mishnayos and Tamid said after the Makar of the Karban Tamid, they would duchen. So, yeah, it's part of the same process. Now, you wash your hands in the morning. You wake up, your hands are dirty, Right? It says in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Gimel, there's a mitzvah of Negovaser. Right? You wash your hands in the morning in order to daven. You're not supposed to learn or daven without washing hands. So, does that morning hand washing, does that count as Netilas Yadayim for Duchening? Kohen wakes up in the morning. The Kohen is going to wash Netilas Yadayim. Does the Kohen have to wash his hands again before Duchening? So you should know the answer. What's the answer, ladies? Easiest answer in Judaism? No? Yes? What? Machlokas, right? The basic answer in Judaism, whenever there's a question, no matter what, you're guaranteed to get this right at least 98% of the time. Just say it's a machlokas. And if anyone asks, well, who's the other opinion? You say, keep on looking. You'll find it. Keep on looking. Right? So over here, there's a machlokas. Who's this machlokas between? So it's a machlokas between Rashi and Rashi's students. No? Is that the way Tosis presents it? Tosis quotes that Rashi quotes from his Rebbeim that Rabbi Pirush Rashi, Amarli Rabbi, Im Natal Yadav Shachris V'Nithar Kohen Eino Tzarech Lito Yadav Kisha Ole L'Duchan. Rashi says that Netilas Yadayim in the morning helps, but Taisvis jumps up and down and spits water nickels. And Tosfos says, "Kimeduma shehu atak me'agas Talmid sherei ein l'shono mashmakach." The Pirush lo nata yadav lifnei aloso reduchan mashma mamish samach. Right, Rashi writes in Ar Gemara, Kohen who does not wash his hands before he goes up to the duchan. So what that implies, says Tosfos, is before he goes up to the duchen, you have to wash your hands, meaning immediately before you go to the duchen. And therefore, the netilas yadayim that you did in the morning does not help. Aye! They quote that Rashi quotes his Rebbe that it does help. Well, something is wrong. Obviously, some student is quoting this from Rashi, but that's not really what Rashi said. Okay, I don't want to burst any of your bubbles. But sometimes students say that the teacher said something and the teacher didn't actually say it. I don't know if you've ever encountered that, but I've encountered some of these ideas on exams. A student writes, "Oh, you said this." I'm like, "No, I didn't." Right? I don't know, maybe I was drunk or something. Maybe, you know, you got me on one of those days. But right, sometimes students quote stuff from the Rebbe that the Rebbe didn't actually say, and according to Tosis, that's what's going on here. Okay, so what we basically have is, there is a phantom Shita who says that Netilas Yadayim in the morning suffices. And then there is the real Shita of Rashi, who says that no, that you have to wash your hands, Lifnei Aloso L'Duchen, which Tosis understands means that you have to wash your hands right before duchening. Now, just pause as a tiny aside. I'm not convinced that Tosis's diuk from Rashi is correct. Does anyone have a way of reading this Rashi, lefnei aloso leduchen, in a different sort of way? Remember, Tosis is saying that lefnei aloso leduchen means that you have to wash your hands. That you have to wash your hands immediately before you duchen, and that implies that the morning, the Tilas Yadayim, doesn't help. But I would argue that there's another way to read the Rashi. Ms. Axelrod, how are you? Baruch Hashem. You could say that, although then Rashi is kind of redundant, no? Isn't it a davar pashut? Why would Rashi have to say shelo nata yadav before going up on the duchen? Right? Obviously it means that you wash your hands in the morning, and that's good. What does Rashi add with those words? Shel lifnei aloso leduchen. Mizlatin, is that a hand? I mean, I know that you have a hand. The question is that a hand that's up? I have to be precise. Rashi is excluding the option of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Right, so that's the way Tosis is reading Rashi, absolutely. But I would like to maybe read Rashi a Ms. Verschleiser. Is that a hand? Bivakasha, yeah. Ah! Good! That's what I want to say. That means I like it. Right? In other words, if you remember, we had a whole discussion. The halacha is that a kohen has to be oker yodov by ritzei. The kohen has to be oker raglov by ritzei. During the bracha ritzei, the kohen has to start going up to the duchen. And the Mishnah Brura writes, and we have it over here on this page, it's the Mishnah Brura Se'if Katin Chaf Ches, which I gave you. Mishnah Brura says, let's say the Kohen didn't go and wash his hands yet. The Kohen didn't go and wash his hands. And now the Chazan is up to Ritzei. What does the Kohen do? So the Mishnah Brura had this idea, which I thought was kind of funny. I've never seen it done. Mishnah Brura says, the Kohen goes up to the Duchen, and someone else comes and brings him water when he is up on the Duchen. Right? Remember that in the Mishnah Brura? Mishnah Brura says if the Kohen goes in the direction of the sink that's not being okay raglo to give the bracha, it has to be that you're going up to the Duchen. Ah, you didn't wash your hands yet? Says the Mishnah Brura, you'll wash your hands when you're up there. I would argue, perhaps, that Rashi is saying that that don't work. Maybe Rashi is saying that Kohen has to wash his hands lifnei aloso leduchen, before the Kohen goes up on the platform. It doesn't help if you wash your hands when you are on the platform. You have to wash your hands before the platform. Now, why on earth would I say that? So I would say that because of the following idea. When the Kohanim washed their hands in the Beis HaMikdash, they washed their hands from the kiyar. Right? The kiyar was a special basin. And they'd wash their hands and then enter the sanctum where they do the avoda. The kiyar is not in avoda land. The kiyar is outside of avoda land. So maybe the idea is that you can't wash your hands once, perhaps. Again, obviously I'm wrong because Tosis doesn't say like me. But if I would be the author of Tosfos, I might have said, hey, there's no inference at all from Rashi, right? Maybe Netilas Yadayim helps in the morning. What does Rashi mean when it says, lefnei aloso leduchen? It doesn't mean that you have to wash your hands right before. But what it means is that you can't wash your hands once you're up there. That won't help. Again, this is my suggestion. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I probably am wrong, but I'm suggesting it anyway. Okay, ladies, so let's go on. So, Rashi said, Rashi had students who didn't really understand what he said, and the student said that Netilas Yadayim in the morning helps. But Rashi himself says, the way Tosfos understands Rashi himself, that the Netilas Yadayim has to be done immediately before you go up for the Duchen. Tosfos proves that the correct version is the version of the Rashi that we have on Lamed Tesam and Aleph, not what Rashi's students had. How does Tosis prove this? He brings a few different proofs. Let's go, ladies. Give me some of Tosis's proofs.
That's not good.
I don't see any hands. You have to hang up. You have to give me hands, no? Okay. So let's read the Tosas inside. So Tosas says, Va'od, right? We'll pick up, it's in like the second line of this Tosas. Va'od, demaisi gemara kro, su'iyu dechem kodeshu baruchu. The Gemara says that the Kohen has to wash his hands, and we derive this in the Pasuk, su'iyu dechem kodeshu baruchu. We said su'iyu dechem kodesh means wash your hands, and baruchu means duchen. Mashma, take it from the tilos yadayim birchas kohanim. Demashma lehashta du birchas kohanim mishtoy kro. At this point in the Gemara, we think that when the Pasuk says, U'birchu es Hashem, it means duchening. The Birchas Kohanim Mishtai Kroh, the Hebe Nesias Yadayim. U'mashma b'Yerushalmi, in the 8th pack of Brachos, the B'bracha de Mishtai Kroh, be'inan Nesias Yadayim, Samachla. The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that whatever the Bracha referred to in that Pasuk is, the Netilas Yadayim has to be immediately before that bracha. Now, the Yerushalmi, when it talks about what bracha is referred to, Uvarchu es Hashem, the Yerushalmi says, Demaisi lahosam abirchas hamazon. Yerushalmi says that Birchu es Hashem means bench. V'hachi isa, and it says that there are shalosh tekefos heim. There are three things that have to be immediate. There's tekef l'smicha shchita. Right, when you shecht a carbon, you have to v'samach es yodo arosh hapar. We actually tried to do this one year as like a perm spiel for the smicha guys, no? We will give you smicha. We hereby declare v'samach et yodo arosh hapar. Right? Guess no one thought it was so funny, but I did. So the idea is that you have to do smicha on the carbon before you shecht it. It says v'sama, right? Shenema v'samach v'shachat. So one takeoff is immediately before shechita, you have to do smicha. You have to put your hand on the animal. And there's another takeoff. Takeoff on netilas yadayim bracha. Right after netilas yadayim, you have a bracha. Shenema su yadechem kodesh u birchu. Now what that refers to over there is that you wash your hands right before birkas hamazon. Meaning, Mayim Achronim should be right before Birkas Hamazon. You shouldn't do Mayim Achronim in the middle of the meal, or you shouldn't do Mayim Achronim and then spend 25 minutes schmoozing about the rabbi's sermon, right? You should do Mayim Achronim and bench right after. Right? Take off L'netila Bracha. And the third takeoff is takeoff l'geula tefila. Shenema yul ratzon meifi uksib basrei yan chashem biyom tzara. Ubeperketam evarchem mashma dahi bracha ayri bebirchas hamazon. Now, what Tosis is basically saying is like this. The Yerushalmi writes that whatever the bracha that is referred to, su'u yadechem kodesh u'birchu es Hashem, whatever that bracha is, su'u yadechem kodesh has to come immediately, take off. Immediately before that bracha, you need netilas yadayim. Now, what is that bracha? So according to the Yerushalmi, and according to the Bavli in Brachos and Daf Membeis, mashma that bracha is birkas hamazon. But nonetheless, mihu shaminan mina to be inan takeoff netilas yadayim bebracha demishtami bei kra v'hachemaisala abirchas kohanim. Right, Tosas is a little bit verbose. I don't know how. I could have cut 15 words out of this Tosas already. But Tosas is basically saying that whatever the bracha is, you need the netilas yadayim immediately before it. So according to the Bavli on Brachos Membeis, and according to Rishalmi over there, the bracha is Birkas Hamazon. So takeoff means right before Birkas Hamazon, you wash your hands. But according to our Gemara, that the bracha is duchening, so the takeoff has to mean right before duchening, you wash your hands. So that tells me, says Taisvis, after this whole long excursus, what that teaches me is that the student who said, that Rashi said, in the name of his Rebbe, that you could rely on Netilas Yadayim in the morning, not correct. Because the Rishalmi says, take off from Netila Bracha, that means it has to be right beforehand. And yeah, the Rishalmi is talking about Birkas HaMazon, but presumably our Gemara that's talking about Birkas Kohanim is the same thing, and you have to wash your hands right before Birkas Kohanim. That is the Taisus. Did that help you a little bit, Abigail? Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for the honesty. Now, let's just pause for a second and go back to the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, because the Rambam there in Perek Tesvav Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Tumas Yadayim Ketzad, a Kohen who did not wash his hands. The Rambam does not write that you have to wash your hands right before Duchening. So the Kesef Mishnah understands that according to the Rambam, washing your hands in the morning would suffice. And this sheet of the Rambam keeps on making appearances in the Halacha as we go on. Which means that the Rambam is this phantom shita that Netilas Yadayim in the morning helps. Now this is a little bit difficult, because the same Rambam invokes the comparison to Avoda. But Avoda, I don't know, does the Kohen have to wash his hands immediately before he does the Avoda? Apparently not. It doesn't have to be immediate. So the Rambam, let's say it again, the Rambam, although he invokes the comparison to Avoda, by Avoda, you don't have to wash your hands right before, immediately before the Avoda. And for the Rambam, you do not have to wash your hands immediately before Duchening. The morning washing suffices. But what about this long, extended proof that Tosus brought from the Yerushalmi, from the Bavli, about Tekef? How would the Rambam refute that proof? Remember, Tosus says that I can prove from a Bavli and from a Yerushalmi that whatever the bracha is, you have to wash your hands immediately beforehand. If the Rambam is saying I don't have to wash my hands immediately beforehand, how would the Rambam get out of this Bavli / Yerushalmi, whatever? Ms. Racklin, how is Judaism in your parts? Baruch Hashem. Yeah. No. Continue. I'm making a face because I'm not sure what you're saying is right, but let me hear you out. Mm-hmm. Great, absolutely. Which one of those would have to be immediately before Duchening? Adding Tahara or removing Tuma? Nachon. So adding Tahara would have to be immediately before Duchening, and the Nusach of the Rambam, and this is the Kesef Mishnah's Diyuk, the Rambam begins, Tumas Yadayim Ketzad, meaning your hands can't be Tumei. If I washed my hands in the morning, they're not Tumei. So Rambam equals Phantom Shita. The Rambam equals this Shita of Rashi, that Tosa says Rashi doesn't say, but the Rambam said it.
that Netilas Yadayim in the morning suffices, and then the Kohen who washed his hands in the morning is allowed to Duchen. By the way, this is like standard practice. You know, in our shuls, I was like shocked by this the first time I davened at the Kotel. You know, the Kohanim, the way I know it, I'm from Chutz La'aretz, and Kohanim are about to Duchen, and like the Gabbai makes an announcement that all Kohanim should go and wash their hands, and they wash their hands right before Duchening, no? If you are davening at the Kotel, and there's like 5,000 people there, and you're not going to take a break right before Duchening to go and wash your hands, no? The Kohanim wash their hands before they begin davening. It's not exactly the same as the Netilas Yadayim first thing in the morning, but it's also not takeoff. No, it's not really right before Duchening. I'm bringing this up because of the following idea. The Rambam perhaps is going to say, you know what, Tosfos, you bring up a Yerushalmi and a Bavli, that if the bracha in that pasuk, Suya Dechon Kodesh Birchos Hashem, if the bracha is Birchos HaMazon, you have to wash your hands right before Birchos HaMazon. My Machronim is takeoff. However, if the bracha in the pasuk is Duchening, so it doesn't have to be takeoff. Because Duchening, right, most people, or many people very often, don't wash their hands immediately before Duchening. We are spoiled Americans, spoiled B'nai Chutzaretz, I mean, unfortunately, right? We don't Duchen so often, and when we Duchen, the Kohen washes his hands immediately before the Duchening. But it doesn't have to be like that. The Kohen could wash his hands a while beforehand, and the Rambam is going to say, you know what, there's no proof from that Yerushalmi and from the Gemara in Brachos. No proof, because you're right. If the bracha in the pasuk is benching, so you have to do the Netilas Yadayim right before benching. But if the bracha in the pasuk is duchening, you don't have to do the Netilas Yadayim right before duchening. Just like by Avoda, I don't do the Netilas Yadayim right before the Avoda. I do the Netilas Yadayim, and then I do the Avoda sometime after. It's not immediate. Or as we'd say it in Russian, it's not sechas. Then if you speak Russian? This mamish, eich naflu giborim. What a tragedy. Like Yeshiva University students don't know Russian. Oyvei. Okay. We'll have to forgive you for this one. Fine. So that is the first... that's the first point. Let's go on in the Tosfos. Apparently. Again, you're saying it's like a little bit strange, because if you hold that the Netilas Yadayim, that your Nagel Vasser counts for Duchening, so presumably you don't have a Levi at home with you who's going to wash your hands Nagel Vasser in the morning, right? I think that that makes sense. In other words, the whole Levi idea only makes sense if the Netilas Yadayim is not to remove Tum'ah, but the Netilas Yadayim is to add Tahara, so then the Levi makes sense. The Beis Yosef writes, I don't know any real source that a Levi has to wash the Kohen's hands, but then he says, but I found a Zohar. And the Zohar says that in order to add Kedusha on the Kedusha, so the Levi washes the Kohen's hands, and in order that the Levi should have Kedusha, the Levi should wash his own hands before he washes the Kohen's hands. The Rama writes, we don't have that practice, right? Our Levi doesn't wash the Levi's hands before the Kohen's hands. But that whole idea of adding additional Kedusha, and the Netilas Yadayim is there to add additional Kedusha, and therefore you need a Levi, that does not make sense according to the Rambam, because for the Rambam, the Netilas Yadayim before Duchening is just to remove Tumah, it's not to add Kedusha. So far, so good? Let's go on. Weiter in the Tosfos.
The Ode. I would tell you where this is, but I don't know. You have to find the place. It says the Ode. It's like one line underneath Brachos Mem Beis. I assume that many of you are not looking in regular Gemaras, like looking at screen Gemaras. But we'll trust that you'll be able to find it. The Ode, Taisus says, Imairi hocha b'shalom noto yodav shachris, Imai nakat kohen l'nesias kapayim, Tepuk lei mishum divrei Torah, Shetzarech lito yodav, Kida aminon in the first parak of Brachos, and the second parak, Areb chia barav ashi, Zinin sagin havakaminon, Kamei derav l'tnu yelon pirka, many times, we were in front of Rav to learn the halacha, b'sifra debei Rav, the halacha in the braisas, umakdim v'koy umashi yodei umivarech umanach tfilin v'hodar omarlon. In other words, Rav would not say shir until after he washed his hands. For divrei Torah, you have to have netilas yadayim. The Amar Nami Hasam, it says, the boy la dure basar mailan in tilas yadayim, le kriyashma mil. To say kriyashma, you have to travel a mil. A mil is either the amount of time, the space, the distance that can be covered in 18 minutes, in 22 and a half minutes, or in 24 minutes, no? The Tchum Shabbos is, Tchum Shabbos is a mil outside of the city. That's a mil. And it says that for Netila, you have to go out of your way to find water to wash your hands to say Kriya Shema. You have to go 1 mil out of your way. Umali Kriya Shema, umali Birkas Kohanim. Says Taisvis, what difference is there if it's Kriya Shema or if it's Duchening? What difference is there? You have to wash your hands for Torah. You have to wash your hands for Kriya Shema. So why do you have to say that you have to wash your hands for Duchen? Duchening is presumably a form of Torah. It's no worse than Kriya Shema is. It's no worse than learning Torah is. It's Psukim. So why do you have to tell me, why do you need a Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Tes to say that you have to wash your hands for you have to wash your hands for duchening if you have to wash your hands for Torah anyway? And then Tosis continues, Im mishum detzarech bracha lefaneha, hachanami tzarech bracha lefaneha kida'amar lekamon. If you're going to tell me that the reason why you have to wash your hands before Kriya Shema is not because of the Kriya Shema, but it's because of the bracha that precedes Kriya Shema, that you're not supposed to make brachos without, you're not supposed to make brachos with dirty hands. Maybe Torah, right, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that divrei Torah not mekabelim tuma, a balkeri is allowed to learn Torah, right? So maybe the Torah itself, the Kriya Shema itself doesn't require Netilas Yadayim, but the bracha before the Kriya Shema requires Netilas Yadayim. And maybe in that way, Duchening is different, because Duchening, right, doesn't have a bracha beforehand. So Tosa says, what are you talking about? Duchening doesn't have a bracha beforehand. The next Gemara will say that Duchening also has a bracha. Right? Hold this, inhale on this, hold it for a few minutes. We will come back to this line in Tosis. I'll have something to say later on. But basically, it goes like this. Tosis is saying, why do you need a Gemara to say that you have to wash your hands before Duchening? Duchening is no worse than Torah. And if you're going to tell me that you don't have to wash your hands for Torah and for Kriya Shema, but you only have to wash your hands for the bracha before Torah and the bracha before Kriya Shema, but Duchening also has a bracha. So Tosis is basically asking Akasha, if Netilas Yadayim in the morning is sufficient, like
phantom, Shita says. And we know, like the Rambam says, well, you don't have to tell me that. You don't have to tell me that if a Kohen doesn't wash his hands, you're not allowed to duchen, because it's the regular din. If you don't wash your hands, you're not supposed to learn Torah, etc. That's a regular din that I've known 1,000 times, and you don't have to teach it to me again. That's Tosis's kasha on what we will call the Rambam, even though Tosis is calling it Phantom Shitas Rashi. Does anyone want to defend the Rambam? Is it possible to defend the Rambam? So the way I'm asking the question, the answer obviously is that yes. Sarah, you was that a hand up? Maybe. Elaborate. Very good. So the Beis Yosef makes your suggestion. In other words, there is a halacha that you have to wash your hands. And then there's another halacha that when your hands become dirty, you have to wash your hands again. But there could be a lot of time in between. I wash my hands, and I don't know that they became dirty. Can I rely on that original hand washing? So maybe the idea over here is as follows, that when it comes to davening in the morning, the Netilas Yadayim helps. You could daven. That Netilas Yadayim will continue to work until you know that your hands are dirty. If you don't know that your hands got dirty, so then the Netilas Yadayim from the morning helps. But what our Gemara is saying is, if you know your hands got dirty, you have to wash them again for duchening. I think I'm taking some liberties with what you said, Sarah. No? But you give me permission to take those liberties. Hello, Temi. How are you? I think you just muted yourself. Yeah, so tuma for these purposes means dirt. It doesn't mean that you touch a dead mouse. I mean, most of us, though, would probably wash our hands after we touch a dead mouse, even before coronavirus. I know of tigers that have coronavirus. I've not yet heard of any mice who got the virus. But who knows? I don't think they've tested any mice yet. Okay, weiter. Sure. Okay. So the question over here, I think the way Temi is asking the question is, do you really need Netilas Yadayim, or do you have to just get rid of dirt? You see, it says in Shulchan Aruch that let's say in the morning I don't have a cup, I don't have water. What I do is I wipe my hands and I clean them off, no? That's called komidi dimenaki. One could argue that wiping your hands off, cleaning your hands, maybe that helps for Torah. Maybe that helps for Kriya Shema. But for duchening, perhaps you need a full-fledged Netilas Yadayim. So you're right. If I did Netilas Yadayim in the morning, a full Netilas Yadayim with a cup, etc., right, over, under, whatever it is, that will work. But I need to say the halacha of that the Kohen who doesn't wash his hands can't duchen, because it's possible to daven without washing your hands in that ritual way. You could daven by just rubbing your hands on Kol Midi Demenaki. You could just daven by cleaning your hands off without the 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, right? Without that. So maybe that's the pshat in this sugya. Again, so basically what we have is as follows. Tosfos has proofs against the phantom shita. One proof is a Yerushalmi about what the word bracha means, and whatever it means has to be immediate. We said, not necessarily convincing. The next proof is, what do you need a chiddush? That you have to wash your hands before duchening? Isn't it the same as washing your hands before Torah? So the answer is no, maybe not. Maybe before Torah, cleaning your hands is enough, but before duchening, you have to actually wash your hands in the ritual sort of hand-washing way. So therefore, Taisus writes, Lahachi mistaber, that Netilas Yadayim has to be right before duchening, and how much before is right before? So Tosfos says it's the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos. No? Because we learn from smicha, right? Take off l'smicha shchita. You're supposed to shech the animal right after you do smicha, right after you put your hands on the animal. The farthest smicha that was ever done from the shchita of the animal was when the metzora did shchita. When it was a carbon of metzora. I'm like, I'm drunk already. When it's a carbon of metzora, that is the farthest space in distance. That's the farthest from where the shchita is. Because the metzora is not allowed to enter into the mikdash. The amount of space between the sha'ar nikanar, where the metzora did his or her smicha, and the location where it was shechted was 22 amos. So Tosfos says that the halacha, the definition of takeoff, is the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos. Now, if we do math, and okay, does anyone have a calculator? Anyone want to try to figure this out? If Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amos, and 2,000 amos, let's say, takes 18 minutes to walk, so how long does it take to walk 22 amos? Math majors. And you could do this with the 18-minute mil, you could do this with the 24-minute mil, right? Maybe the 24-minute, we'd have more time, right? If it takes 24 minutes to walk 2,000 amos, so how long does it take to walk 22 amos? I was a history major. I'm putter from this. Anybody? Oh my gosh. Okay. Here, let's go. Where's my calculator? It's 2,000 divided by 22. Is that what I would do? So it's 90. No, how would we do this? Someone help me with this. It's a very short amount of time, basically. So 2,000 amos is the Tchum of Shabbos. That is either the amount of time it takes to walk, that's either 18 minutes or 24 minutes. So if it takes 24 minutes to walk 2,000 amos, how long can you walk 22 amos in? .26. What does that mean? That means like half a minute, no? 0.26 of it. Right. 0.26 is like a quarter of a minute. So a quarter of a minute would be like 15 seconds, no? Wow. So the halacha of takeoff is 15 seconds. That means, like, when I talk about, right, Mayim Achronim right before benching, that would be within 15 seconds, according to Taisus. And when I talk about take off Liga'ula Tefillah, right, that you cannot wait more than 15 seconds between Gal Yisrael and beginning Shemona Esrei. In Aryeh Kaplan's book about Jewish meditation, he recommends meditating after Gal Yisrael before you start Hashem Svasai Tiftach, no? You can't meditate for too long, or else you just ruined your takeoff le, right, this Geula Tefillah. Again, I don't know, I'm just thinking aloud, but basically what Tosis is saying is, the halacha is that anything that requires takeoff has to be within, we calculated around 15 seconds if you have a 24-minute mil. Adkan. Okay. So let's just review what we have. We have a sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us that Netilas Yadayim in the morning suffices. And you don't have to wash your hands again, but you have to actually wash your hands in the morning. Because duchening requires actual washing of the hands as opposed to just cleaning your hands off to make sure that there's nothing dirty on them. That is what emerges, and we tried to refute all of the proofs of Tosfos. We refuted them and we defended the Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam, though, and I think we'll notice one other difference, perhaps, between the Tilas Yadayim in the morning and then the Tilas Yadayim for Duchening. Let's read the Rambam again. We did this actually in the first semester a little bit. How far do you have to wash Netilas Yadayim on your hand? So there are three possibilities. There's my knuckle, there's my wrist, and there is my elbow. No? Those are three possibilities. How far do you have to wash your hands? So, me'ikar hadin, we assume that you only have to wash your hands until your knuckles. No? That's why in Yom HaKippurim and on Tisha B'Av, when we're not supposed to do Netilas Yadayim, we're allowed to do Netilas Yadayim, no? We just can't do more Netilas Yadayim than the bare minimum because we're not allowed to wash ourselves. So what we do on Yom HaKippur is we wash our hands to the knuckles, no? Not to the wrist. Me'ikar hadin, the Netilas Yadayim till the knuckles is good. Read the Rambam, Perek Tesvav Halacha Hey. What does the Rambam say, ladies? Ad haperek kiderech shemekadshin laavoda. Meaning, for the Rambam, when they did avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, they'd wash until the wrist. And for duchening, you wash until the wrist. You wash until the wrist. Presumably, for the other Netilas Yadayim that you have in the morning, you don't have to wash until the wrist. You have to only wash until the knuckles. So, l'cha'ora, that's another difference between these cases. And that would also answer all the questions of Tosfos. Why do you need Netilas Yadayim for duchening? Why didn't you wash your hands to learn? The answer is, what do you mean by hand? Does hand mean till here, or does hand mean till here? Right, that's another way of answering it. Good. All is grand. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the real Rashi, or the position of Taisvis, the Shita that says you have to wash your hands immediately before Netilas Yadayim. You have to wash your hands immediately before Netilas Yadayim. That's the accepted position. Nonetheless, in deference to the Rambam, when we wash our hands, when the Kohen washes his hands before Duchening, the Kohen does not make a bracha because maybe the Netilas Yadayim from the morning helped. However, presumably, if the Kohen knew that his hands got dirty, So then he would have to make a bracha of al netilas yadayim when he washes his hands before duchening. And that's what the El Yeraba says. But the Magen Avraham writes that the practice is not to do that. Here, if you want to read this whole Mishtikol Torah, if you look in Se'if Zayin, Kuf Chav Ches Se'if Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah Se'if Katin Chav Daled, the Mishnah Berurah writes, L'inyan bracha, we rely on the Rambam, then the Tiras Yadayim in the morning helped. But presumably that would only be if you didn't touch any dirt. But if you're Mesiach Das, if you definitely lose concentration, or if you touch dirt, then you should have to make a bracha. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Again, I said it backwards a minute ago. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. But the El Yeraba says that you never make a bracha, because maybe a bracha was never instituted for Netilas Yadayim for a Kohen before Duchening. So basically, we rely on the Rambam insofar as you do not make a bracha Netilas Yadayim. We also rely on the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah has in Se'if Katan Chaf. Let's say you don't have water. So we'll rely on the Rambam that the Netilas Yadayim that you did in the morning with water also helps. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Chaf. So basically the Shita of the Rambam does get a certain amount of traction. The last point I just wanted to make is a diuk that the Pri Chodosh has in the Gemara. The Gemara is phrased in the negative. Any Kohen who didn't wash his hands should not duchen. If I would be a composition teacher, I would say, write it in a stronger way. The stronger way would be, wash your hands before duchening, right? How come you're writing in such a convoluted way? Any Kohen who didn't wash his hands should not duchen, right? There's like too many negatives in that sentence, aren't there? No, there, right? It's written in a very negative sort of way. Write it positively. Wash your hands and then duchen. The answer might be that no. The answer might be that Ko Kohen Shelo Natal Yadav Lo Yisa Eskapov maybe is a raya to the Rambam that the Netilas Yadayim in the morning helps. Lo Natal Yadav means if you didn't wash your hands at all, then you shouldn't duchen. It doesn't say Yito Yadav the Yisa Kapov. If it would say that, it would sound like Rashi and Tisus. The way we have the Lashon of the Gemara, it is a teeny bit meduyak, like the Rambam. Sounds good? Ms. Racklin, how are you? Please unmute yourself before you speak. Yeah. So the Rambam is obviously talking about a case that for some reason you were very frum when you got up that morning and you washed Netilas Yadayim all the way to the wrist. Right? It's a Nukimta. That's what you have to say. That he washed Netilas Yadayim all the way to the wrist, even though it's technically not necessary. Okay. Do you have like another 10 minutes? And presumably no one's going anywhere because there's nowhere we could go. We are stuck at home, right? Mamish, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. No? Unbelievable. Okay. Let's continue. I want to just do the next Gemara. We touched on this Gemara way back when in the Sugya of Kol Ram, but I want to touch on it again now just to read it through quickly. Sha'alu Talmidav es Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The Gemara Megillah has this has a whole amud of these things. They ask a bunch of Amoraim, Tanoim, they ask him, Bameherach de Yomim, what do you do to deserve a long life?
In the Sefer Charedim, it says that every person should adopt a particular mitzvah that he or she is completely careful about, with all the hidurim, and never misses it, etc. And when the person adopts that particular mitzvah, that particular mitzvah is a skula for arichus yamim. People often look for skulas for arichus yamim, and you end up with like pictures of some chassidish rebbe who's chasing mice away, or something like that. But this is a skula that's in the Gemara. B'meharachta yamim, what did you do to have a long life? They ask all these amoraim, and each of them says something else. But the Sefer Charedim writes, what that means is, pick a mitzvah, and do it. And do it consistently, do it all the time, without any compromises, and that way you'll be zocha tarichus yamim. So yes, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, b'meharachta yamim. Amar lahen, he answers, one, mi yomai lo asisi beis hakneses kapandarya. I never made the shul into a shortcut. The Maharsha comments that there's a halach of Mora HaMikdash. The Mishnah at the end, in the ninth parak of Bracha, says that you're not allowed to use Har HaBayis as a shortcut. If I want to get from the Kotel to Har HaZesim, I can't go across the Har HaBayis. You're not allowed to make Har HaBayis a Kapandarya. Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua takes the idea of a shul being a mikdash ma'at, that every shul is a microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, you see from there, that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not going to make it a kapandarya. Here also, I won't make my shul a kapandarya. I won't use the shul as a shortcut. That's one thing that he did to have a long life. Some of the Musar Sfarim say that this is really Mida Kenegan Mida, no? He didn't cut short. He didn't take shortcuts. Therefore, he gets a long life. And he had to walk all the way around. Right? He walked all the way around. Because he walks all the way around, it takes him a longer time. Hashem says, Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua, you'll get a longer life. So that's one thing that he did. The next thing that he did is Lo Pasati Al Rashe Am Kodesh. I never trampled on the heads of the holy Jews. In their yeshivos at that time, Rashi comments, the Talmidim used to sit on the floor. If a Rebbe comes in and the Talmidim are sitting on the floor, so the Rebbe is going to be walking on top of them, and it's very demeaning. It's really putting them down. The Rebbe's walking on top of them. So what Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua did is Lo Pasati Al Rashe Yam Kodesh. He would always get there before the Talmidim. The Rebbe would be the first one there. He would open the Zoom link. No? Because if he would come later, then he would be Posea Al Rashe Yam Kodesh. The third thing that he did is Lo Nasasi Kapi Bilo Bracha. I never duchened without a bracha. And now we have our yowza moment. Like, what? You never duchened without a bracha? Big whoop! Of course you make a bracha. Everybody makes a bracha. Every mitzvah makes a bracha. Why would duchening be any different? No? So I gave you a bunch of sources in the poskim, in the Sfarim, about why Duchening might be different. Just to run through some of them very quickly, the ones I remember offhand. The Maharsha writes in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin that Duchening might be different because you would say that Duchening isn't really a mitzvah. Duchening is just an opportunity to give a bracha to Jews. So maybe there's no bracha on Duchening for that reason. That's what the Maharsha says. The Keren Ora has a line that maybe there's no bracha on duchening because the mitzvah itself is a bracha. Right? We mentioned that we don't make a bracha on a bracha. I don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Hekshavnu Tzitzav V'tzivanu Levarech Birkas Hamazon. Benching is a bracha. You don't make a bracha
on a bracha. Duchening is a bracha. Yevarech Hashem v'yishmerechi, giving a bracha. So I would have said that you don't make a bracha on a bracha. So that's why Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua said, I made a bracha, and that's the chiddush. Right, we mentioned that maybe the idea is that Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua is the one who invented the bracha on duchening. We saw a Meiri who writes on this staff that maybe the bracha by duchening is not an absolute requirement. It's what he calls hider mitzvah. And the last time we spoke about this in the sugya of Koram, Shomea, Ka'one, whatever we call it, we commented from the Mincha Chareva, Rav Moshe Feinstein had this idea as well, to some extent, that maybe what Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, who himself was a Kohen, obviously, maybe when he says, Onasasi kapi below bracha, I always made the bracha. I was never Yotzei with Shomea Ka'one. I never had some other Kohen make the bracha, and I would just say, Amen, and be Yotzei. No! I made the bracha myself. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. But basically, there are many approaches to this Gemara. What's the chiddush that he never duchened without a bracha? Let me just give you one more, just for fun. You know, in Rosh Hashanah, there are two sets of tekiyos that we blow. We blow the tekiyos that we call tekiyos de miyushav, which are the tekiyos before the Chazaras HaShatz, or before the silent Shemona Esrei, tekiyos before Shemona Esrei. Then there's the tekiyos de Me'umad, which are the tekiyos in middle of the silent Shemona Esrei, if you daven Nusach Sfard, in middle of Chazaras HaShatz, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Those are those tekiyos, and tekiyos de Me'umad. The Baal HaMa'ar writes that there was no bracha on tekiyos shofar until they instituted the tekiyos de Me'yushav. The tekiyos de Me'yushav, the Gemara says, is there only to confuse the satan, no? Loma token kishen yoshim, token kishen omdim, kidei la'arbe v'sa satan, right? That we blow the tekiyos in order to confuse the satan. Says the Baal HaMa'ar, until they instituted, Baal HaMa'ar in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud, until they instituted the tekiyos de Me'yushav, there was no bracha at all on tekiyos shofar. Tekiyos shofar is a mitzvah that was done without a bracha. And everybody and their aunt jumps up and down and they spit wooden nickels and they say, what are you talking about? Why would there be no bracha on tekiyos shofar? It's a mitzvah. We make a bracha on every mitzvah. Why would there be no bracha on tekiyos shofar? So the Baal HaMa'ar there in Rosh Hashanah has a bit of an explanation. He says, you know what? Since tekiyos shofar is done in the context of davening, so it's viewed as like part of the whole davening thing. So therefore there's no separate bracha on a mitzvah that's done in middle of davening. So kol hazman that all they had was tekiyos de me'umad, there would be no bracha, because the shofar is a chelak of the tefillah. After they instituted tekiyos de miyushav, so then the tekiyos are not connected to the Shemona Esrei. They're not part of the davening. Then you make a bracha on it. That's what the Baal HaMa'ar says. So Rav Soloveitchik takes this idea and he runs with it. The Rav says, you know, that could be why there's no bracha, perhaps, on duchening. Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua says, Tasily, the thing that I got along life because I made a bracha on duchening. You know why the bracha on duchening gives me a long life? Why it's not absolutely required to make a bracha on duchening? Because duchening is done in middle of davening. And any mitzvah that I do in middle of davening, no bracha. Just like the Baal HaMa'ar says about the tekiyos de me'umad. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said it in his shiur. I actually like that, just because it's fun. I don't know. I don't see smiles. Chevra. Torah's geschmack. You have to smile, no? Okay, a little bit. Half a smile. That's fine.
It seems like people in Silver Spring are smiling. That much I notice. Okay. Do we have two more minutes or should we break? No, let's break over here. And God willing, on Wednesday night, we'll just read through some of this Gemara about what the bracha is. We'll have to talk about this Taisus and the Rashi and Amud Beis, that's called the Seder of Duchening. We'll make a few more points, and, oh, actually, Wednesday night there's no Shia, right? I'm going to give you extra Makoros anyway, and if the Chever wants to have some Shia Wednesday night, again, my Yom HaAtzma'ut plans this year are somewhat muted compared to other years, so if there is an Olam who'd want Shia Wednesday night, I would be Mechalo Yom HaAtzma'ut and give Shia. If people are interested. Maybe we could email, WhatsApp, text, send carrier pigeons or owls. Okay. Very good, Chevra. In other words, we could start the Shia after Shkia. That's what you say. So the Kedushas Hayom wore off. It's a Lomdisha approach. I'm game. I mean, seriously, do people want to share or not? If people feel like they're overwhelmed with work or something, I'm happy not to. Maybe, why don't you guys take a straw poll among yourselves? Here, should I get myself off? Is there a way for me to get myself off this thing and then you'll all stay on? Okay, so I'm going to end the meeting for myself. You guys discuss among yourselves, and we'll figure it out. Okay, let's see if this works.